My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just trying to be as normal as possible. Felt like I threw it well today and was able to do all the things, so ready to go.
Have you worn a glove in the past?
I've done it a long time ago, a couple cold games, and so it's not anything that's completely new to me, but just there for a little extra help. We'll see. I'm not quite sure yet.
So Miami has been a team you guys have had a lot of success against. This year, what might be different this time around with their defense and what you're seeing so far?
Well, obviously, I think they got a little bit of different personnel than they've had the last few years. Obviously, bringing in a guy like Poe, you know, miss that guy. He's a leader. He's a leader for them. He's a very smart player. He knows a lot about this offense and a lot about me, so taking that into account, bringing a guy like Clayus Campbell, again, veteran leadership, guys that are in the right spot doing the right things, and new D coordinator. So they're doing a little bit of things differently over there, the type of scheme that they're running, and they got some playmakers over there. You know, Holland's playing some really good football. He had a really big play last week. We all know Jalen Ramsey got paid, the highest paid corner in the league for a reason. So, again, they got some guys over there that we got to focus on and worry about. But at the same time, it's a short week. Got to focus on what we do best.
There's going to be a lot of talk about how important it is you in the offense. But can the same be said for the other way around? Do you know some of his tendencies? And because you faced him for 7 years, 6 years?
I mean, yeah, but I think it's harder to know tendencies on defensive side of the ball, especially in a new system, in a different system than maybe he's used to. Just got to go off what we see on film and just try to game plan accordingly, and then during the game we'll adjust.
Josh, how much can you change things up, audible-wise, whatever, and how often do you change things up throughout a week anyway in a normal course of a season because teams kind of get a feel or hear things on the broadcast or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I think we try to change it if we know for sure. People can hear it, and it's been said enough where guys understand it. In the heat of the battle, it's tough to do on the defensive side of the ball to know what the offense is calling, then to relay that to the coach, then to switch into the right defense or the right personnel for that play. So, again, we just try to focus on what we can do. We don't really worry about what the other team is going to do in terms of what we call. Obviously, we think it's going to be pretty loud there, so we're going to be on silent and making sure that we're relaying the calls to each other. So I don't know if a defense can get a completely good read on what we're saying, but it's something we got to be aware of.
And how much can Mike help you this week, Mike White?
He can help out. I mean, obviously, he played against that defense in training camp, entire camp. So leaning on him and utilizing some of his knowledge, but at the same time, you know, we still got to go out there and play football. I mean, I think there's a saying that it's a long way from the heart. I like to say it's a long way from the right hand, so we're okay.
Josh, this offense has seen a lot of success on the road in particular. In your opinion, what has led to some of that success?
The way that we're able to communicate, I think our offensive game plan, schematically, the things that we're able to do on a short week because of the stuff that we've put in through training camp, the stuff that is in our, standard game plan that we can call at any time is pretty exotic. And some of the things that we can do on the ball helps us out in that area.
You had the mantra of everybody eats going into this season. How much more does the offense need to be refined after what we saw on Sunday? And how close might that be to the blueprint, getting nine receivers involved? Might it be to what your vision is?
Yeah, I think that's what we want to see, is making sure that different guys are getting different touches, and that means guys are in different spots, but at the same time doing their job, getting open, catching the ball. But in terms of operation, we had a bunch of false starts and got to clean that up, got to clean up some of the penalties. Again, getting the play call in as quickly as possible, especially on the road, and me getting that out to the team and making adjustments in a timely manner. So it all goes hand in hand, and it takes 11 guys out there to produce a really good product, and that's what we're trying to do.
Going back and watching the Cardinals game, how much did they focus on taking
Dalton Kincaid out of the game? Quite a bit. I mean, there's a few plays where he's got four or five guys surrounding him, so that's nothing new to us in terms of teams trying to take away a weapon. But again, I think with the mindset that we talked about earlier about the everybody eats is, if he's taking away two or three guys, that means somebody's probably open, since it's my job to go find the open guy.
How much was he frustrated in the game, if at all?
Who, Dalton?
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't frustrated at all. We keep rocking and riding. He knows his importance of this offense, and the fact that he's getting other people open is going to help him down the road, and he does everything the right way. If you watch him, he's always following the ball. He's always trying to make an extra block. He doesn't really care about the catches and the yards and the touchdowns. He just cares about winning, and that's why we love him.
How did it go with you and Connor in terms of communication, all those sorts of things?
Really good. There was one mishap on my fault, one of the protections that I got us into something that we shouldn't have been in, and fortunately James made us right and made a good catch on third down. But I thought the communication throughout the entire game was fantastic, and he's doing a great job.
Big week for Spencer Brown. What's your reaction to him being a part of this thing for a long time?
Very happy for him. More importantly, happy for myself. Knowing that what he brings to this offense and the mentality that he has, and the story that he has too, I think is pretty special. Battling a few things the last few years, and how hard he continuously works at trying to perfect his craft, and on top of that, the love and the fight that he has for his teammates is pretty special.
That throw to Keon and his catch up the sideline late in the game, how much does that reinforce and to build the trust you have with the rookie?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we've brought him here, is to go win in times like that and make big time catches, and he's been working extremely hard. And again, he loves this game, and I think that's the most important thing. He loves this game. He loves being here, even as a rookie. I'm here late, obviously rehabbing a little bit, and he's still here. He's one of the last ones to leave this building. He just loves being in here, and when you find yourself in good positions, you typically make plays like that when you work hard, and he's been working extremely hard.
What sort of sense do you have for the way the rivalry has been rekindled among fans between the Bills and the Dolphins, with both teams being competitors in contention?
Yeah, it's good for the sport. The AFC East is it's a tough division. We know that. I think everybody knows that. And to win this division, you gotta beat your in-division teams and rivals, and that's how we see it. So we gotta just try to find a way to go 1-0, whatever way that may be.
How much do you think about going against the Warriors? I know you're going against the whole defense, but he knows a lot of what you guys do. He's been a long time.
Yeah, I got a lot of love for him, so it's gonna be fun. First and foremost, I think going against really good competitors and really good players is it brings out the best in people. But at the same time, there's going to be some friendly jabs, and hopefully I just don't let them tackle me, or the other word I won't even say it. So it's fun to go against guys that you have a lot of love and respect for, and I've got a lot of love and respect for him. We spent a lot of time together here in Buffalo the last 6 years, and again, he's one of the best to ever put on a Bills uniform.
Josh,
Josh, what do you normally do on Thursday nights as far as Thursday night football? Do you normally watch it? Do you normally...
Oh, yeah, I watch it all. Fitzmagic. That's what I know about it. I don't know if you guys saw his most recent tweet. Someone showed me it. It was a beauty. So if you got time, go check that out.
What did it say? Last
one. It wasn't really what it said. It was the picture of what it was. He's a special cat. Love him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.